The United Nations has predicted that by 2050, 68% of the world's population will live in urban areas. And while there are many benefits to living in cities, some of the big problems with city living are air quality and heat, as this past week's heat wave that stretched across the country revealed. Climate change is only going to make the problem worse, and while we are seeing big, bold plans to tackle climate change by House Democrats, 2020 presidential candidates, and even some city governments, these plans are preliminary and will take time to implement. But there's one thing that can be done that combats heat, cleans the air, and just makes cities more pleasant to live in: planting trees. Rob McDonald is the lead scientist for global cities at the Nature Conservancy, and he studies the effect of trees in cities. Rob, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, listening to the pitch for this story, I just thought I grew up in an urban area in the city. There weren't as many trees, I think, as I would like. But tell us, you know, in terms of temperature, what difference does it make to have trees? And how much of a temperature change would we expect to see the more trees we have?
Yeah, they make a significant difference. So on a summer day, having a row of street trees might reduce the temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit. And that may not sound like much, but in a big heat wave event, that can really save lives. One of our studies showed that trees probably save about 1,200 lives a year in the U.S. just by reducing that temperature a little bit. Heat waves really target the elderly and those who are already vulnerable, already have health issues. And so just that little bit of cooling does help save lives.
What can you tell us about the fact that there aren't as many trees as we would like in cities, particularly in urban areas? Why is that?
I think the main reason is we haven't invested in it. For a long time, trees were viewed kind of as an amenity, as a nice-to-have thing. And the shift now is to think of them as an investment in the public good and public health, because they provide a lot of benefits. So apart from reducing temperatures, they can help clean the air, they encourage people to get outside, so they help with physical activity, physical health, and then they really reduce stress, we know now. So all those benefits are why they're a smart investment, but we're spending less. Since the 1980s, we're spending about 25% less on urban forestry in the U.S. So that's the main reason that we've had more trees die than we've planted.
Do we know what's leading to that that decrease in investment, especially considering the fact that in the last 25 years, going along with that time frame, the earth has gotten hotter and hotter? So why would there be a decrease in the number of trees planted and the number of trees living?
So some of it is just stretched municipal budgets. And again, this perception that it was a non-essential part of the city's budget, it actually doesn't need to be a huge part of the city's budget. Most cities spend $3 or $4 a person a year on urban forestry and planting trees. And if they got up to, say, $10, $12 a person a year, most cities could easily, if they kept working at it, double their canopy cover. So a modest investment could go a really long way. But I think until recently, it wasn't clear how much this is connected with health and with equity. I've seen in the last couple of years a big change in the conversation and people starting to view nature in their neighborhoods as a right, as opposed to just kind of a nice to have thing.
Do you know anything about, when you mentioned equity, I just immediately started thinking about different types of communities, urban areas, at least historically, in the 70s and 80s in particular, tended to be largely black and brown populations. That's starting to change now with gentrification happening. Does that have anything? Has that had any impact on trees? Do we know?
So we're in a period of the rebirth of a lot of U.S. cities, and there's a good side of that. There's money, more taxes coming in. And so the city has money to spend on things like planting trees. The downside there are some of the gentrification challenges that you referenced. So yes, you see cities like New York City trying to plant 1 million new trees. So there's this new wave of tree planting in cities, motivated in part by these concerns about environmental justice and also by this new scientific research that shows that trees have these strong health benefits.
So are there cities that are investing in trees and urban forestation?
Yeah. New York City invested in this Plant a Million Tree campaign. Nashville is thinking about planting another 500,000 trees. I could go on. There's a lot of cities focusing on new tree planting, but I think as important is maintenance. And this is where a lot of cities don't have the budget, truthfully, to keep up with the needs. And tree maintenance is really important because without it, the investment you have in the ground will start dying. So in DC, where I live, about 4,000 or 5,000 trees die a year. So they have to do that much planting just to keep up. And part of the reason we are struggling as a city is in the years of the 80s and 90s when there were financial problems in DC, they really stopped tree planting. So they're racing now to catch up and kind of deal with that backlog of maintenance.
And give me a sense of how much tree planting and maintenance can cost cities.
As a percentage of the overall urban budget, it's usually not. It's not a huge amount of money. It's in, depending on the city, you know, $5 to $20 per person per year for their urban forestry programs. And I think the way to think about that figure is that it's a real bargain. So a lot of studies have shown that for every dollar you spend on planting trees and maintaining them, you're getting $2 or $3 or $4 of health benefits out. So it's a smart investment. The challenge often is that you have one agency in the city who has to plant trees, and then you have other institutions, for example, other agencies that care about health. And they may not be talking with each other. So there's a lot of institutional barriers that have prevented cities sometimes from fully investing in the potential of trees.
So what are we looking towards as climate change becomes an increasing concern for many Americans? Is there the potential to invest in trees? Are cities going to start taking this more seriously, not just for aesthetics, but actually for overall health?
Yeah, I hope so. I think cities around the world are realizing how serious heat waves and climate change more broadly is going to be. We know heat waves are going to get more intense, more frequent. And so cities need to start planning for that now. One step is having cooling centers, a way to get elderly people to those cooling centers. But another part of it can be thinking about trees and parks outside as a way to defend people when they have to step outside and prevent those deaths during heat waves. So yes, I think cities increasingly are viewing trees as part of that solution. And maybe the most famous example of that is in Paris. So in 2003, France and Paris had one of the worst heat waves on record. It's estimated to have killed up to 70,000 people in Europe. And really after 2003, they have tried to re-green Paris so that they're ready for the next big heat wave.
Rob McDonald is the lead scientist for global cities at the Nature Conservancy. Rob, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.